Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the final half hour on this Tuesday, October 24th, 2023 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. You just heard the commercial for Tolini Farms. I want to give you a real quick rundown of what he's able to do for you guys. Quarters weigh between 125 and 150 pounds. So at $4 a pound, you're looking at $500 to $600. You're going to get standard cut 3/4 inch steaks that have been raised totally on his farm. These are Montana Ancestry Black Angus beef. They were fed food, all was grown on his farm by Cliff himself. He does not buy feed from any other farmer. Non-GMO, no hormones or antibiotics. The feed is corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, again, all grown on his farm. When they reach maturity, he transports them down to Ebel's and another local butcher. They then slaughter the animals, hang them in the cooler 14 to 21 days to break down the enzymes, to tenderize them. Then they butcher them 3/4 inch thick steaks. You're going to get 8 to 9 ribeyes, 3 porterhouse, 4 to 5 T-bones, 3 to 4 sirloins, 3 to 4 round steaks, 2 to 3 roasts, and 58 to 60 pounds of ground beef in 1 pound packages. They're vacuum sealed in this really good product that will preserve them in your freezer for more than a year, year and a half, no problem. Flash frozen, turned into bricks. Clifton goes down and picks them up in a refrigerated trailer, brings it back to the farm, stores them in his freezers. Text me beef. Just text me the word beef. I'll text you back. The clickable, dialable link for the farm is 989-733-2782. He's got his fall winter stock up sale going right now. He's got beef ready. He can deliver it to you tomorrow. You're not getting on a waiting list, waiting for the animal to be matured and processed. It's all done for you, ready to go. You could be eating ribeye steaks on the grill this weekend. So definitely, definitely text me the word beef, and I'll text you back the number. Now, one other story that I want to get into, bills that I'm monitoring, things I'm looking at in Lansing as they head back into legislative session today, going to be considered things that they have to look at is the fact that these bills are being rammed through. As you know, we talk about it, have for many, many years. We call it a lame duck session. Dave Ajima, many others, totally familiar with the way the House and the Senate operates after a November election. Especially, like, for example, last year, 2022 election took place in November. The Democrats took back the majority, 2 seats in the House majority, 2 seats in the Senate majority, and the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, got reelected. Republicans in control of the House and the Senate passed a flurry of bills that they wanted to get passed to send to the governor for consideration. But because she was a Democrat, is a Democrat, wasn't going to probably sign very many of these bills into law. Just the way the governor operates. Ended up with the largest number of vetoes of any sitting governor for their first term. Gretchen Whitmer, number one veto pen governor. Well, now we've got some other things that are occurring, and I told you this was going to happen. They were going to try to ram through their green energy package. 1 week before, State Representative Phil Skaggs, a communist Democrat from Grand Rapids, sponsored legislation that would change authority over the permitting process of wind and solar facilities, as well as green storage battery projects, giving that power and authority to the Michigan Public Service Commission. There's only one problem. He's married to Kate Skaggs, his wife. She signed an Illinois-based solar company to her multi-client firm. You see, the guy who sponsored the bill, his wife is a lobbyist. She's gone out and obtained a solar company based in Illinois to be a client. So if this legislation goes through and the Michigan Public Service Commission is granted the power and the authority over our permits, the main bill sponsor's wife already has a conflict of interest because she could get an Illinois-based solar company to come and apply for a permit that her husband, State Representative Phil Skaggs, introduced. When questioned about this, State Representative Democrat Phil Skaggs said, "Well, I'm not aware of my wife taking on any clean energy clients before today, and the addition had nothing to do with my decision to sponsor this legislation." Right. Yeah, we believe that. On October 3rd, campaign finance records showed Lansing multi-client firm The WinMat Group, led by Brandon Dillon, disclosed taking on solar energy company's NextAmp and Green Futures as a client. Led by Brandon Dillon? Isn't he a former state representative? Yes. Well, Kate Skaggs is a partner with Dillon in the firm and was listed as the lobbyist assigned to the solar energy company. 1 week later, on October 10th, State Representative Skaggs held a press conference announcing the introduction of a four-bill package giving the Michigan Public Service Commission total control over wind and solar permitting. Testimony before the House Energy Committee later that day. Now, I have a very simple question, folks. Who assigns the members to the Michigan Public Service Commission? Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The chairman of the MPSC is a former Democrat state representative, Dan Scripps. In looking at legislation that Dan Scripps introduced while he served one term for the 101st State House District, this is the genius that wanted farmers to put 55-gallon drums at the end of their downspouts, off of their barns, off of their milking facilities, any commercial agricultural building that Richard Frisky of Frisky's Farm Market would have. He wanted 55-gallon drums to be put to collect the rainwater, the downspout rainwater, so that they could be charged a tax based on the number of gallons of rainwater their large buildings would displace from going back into underground water aquifers. I'm not kidding you, folks. This guy is an absolute loon. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer appoints him to be the chairman of the Michigan Public Service Commission, the very same commission that wants to be given the power and the authority to take it away from local municipalities, from local zoning boards, from local townships, cities and villages, even counties, they want this power, this decision-making, permit-approving process to be taken away from the local state government municipalities and give all that power and authority to the Michigan Public Service Commission. You can't make this stuff up. Of course, they're upset with Green Township, who successfully brought in Washington, D.C.'s EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, who found wetlands on that large, almost 2,000-acre megasite. I told them that to begin with. 2,000 acres? You got 200 acres of wetlands, I guarantee it. Guarantee it. Have a wetlands consultant come in and walk the property looking for indicator species, and you'll find it. Well, they petitioned the EPA, and sure enough, wetlands all over that site. So right now, at the time, the permit to approve it has been denied. Goshen, the Chinese Communist Party company, is not going to be able to build that site there in Big Rapids, Green Township. So guess what? They're appealing the EPA's decision. They're asking for close, nearby, off-site mitigation, where they could create, probably on a ratio of 3-1, they want a permit to fill in 200 acres of wetlands. Well, you're going to have to build 600 acres somewhere else in the same water aquifer. 600 acres, folks, that is 1 square mile short of 640 acres. 40 acres shy of an entire square mile will have to be turned into perfectly great farmland that drains perfectly, that has no wetlands indicator species on it anywhere. You take that entire square mile less 40 acres and turn it into a naturally reoccurring wetland to mitigate the 200 acres they want to fill on that site. And Democrats are pushing these bills. And now we find out the main sponsor's wife is a partner with a lobbying firm with ties to a solar company in Illinois. This is exactly what's wrong with the state of Michigan's government. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. And I want to thank Izzy Lyman in advance. She's coming on to finish up the show today in the third hour. She's going to be taking over the captain's chair as I take off for Petoskey. Turned 65 in January, went on Medicare, and now I got to have a colonoscopy. Never have had one in my life. 2 days of fasting. Saturday night dinner was the last food consumption. Fasted clear liquids all day on Sunday. Do you know how hard it is to do that during football games? Are you kidding me? No Miller Lite beer and Hunter Kowalski Hunter sausages. Nope, none of that. I was a good boy. Then I started the flushing process. Don't want to ever go through that ever again. Didn't eat anything all day yesterday, just clear liquids. Yep, completely cleaned out, ready to go. And I asked Vicky last night, I said, hey, by the way, how big is this colonoscopy tube? She started laughing. And I said, what are you laughing about? And she goes, oh, it's just a little bit bigger than a garden hose. And I'm like, oh, heck no, I'm not doing that. I'm going to call and cancel. Fix me some dinner. I'm going to eat right now. Nope, not going to do that. She laughed. So I literally went on Google and searched. It's 1.0 to 1.2 centimeters. And being that I've not memorized the conversion tables for metric to U.S., what the heck is 1 centimeter to 1.2 centimeters? Well, I found out it's just under 4/10 of an inch, up to just 1/10 of an inch short of a half an inch. So it's 0.39 or 0.4972 inches. And I'm like, okay, this is not going to be good. Sorry, just not built that way. Nope. So I'm going to ask McLaren Hospital, if you're listening, as soon as I come in the door, I'm going to ask you to show me the hose. And if it's too big, no, heck no. I'm out of here, not going to do it. I don't care what Medicare says, not going to do it. And the cool thing that Vicky says is you'll be able to sit there and watch it because they sedate you. There's a little bit of anesthesia involved. And you'll be able to actually watch what they're doing. So, yes. Nick Wallace in Harbor Springs. Hey, Randy. Holly just had it done yesterday, and it wasn't too bad. She survived it. Good luck. Did it at the McLaren there in Petoskey. Yep, that's where we're going. So, oh, man. I hate getting old. No, Randy. Says you're falling behind. You're supposed to get one done at 50. I've had two already. No, sorry. I did the Coligard thing. You know, the poop in the box? Yeah, I did that a few times. But no, this is obligated, mandatory per Medicare. So, Robert, don't understand that. Bob, oh, God, I love him. I've been told it feels like a fist. But no, don't go there. Didn't have done mine. Okay, not going to talk about it. Dave Angema says, for big guys, they use that really big hose, you know, like the fire hose. They'll put you mostly out. Yes, that's what Vicky said. They call it being in twilight. So I'm like, I'm not really sure. When I had my hip replaced and my shoulder replaced, I remember them saying count down from 10, and I think I got down to about 7. And then had the surgeries, the hip replaced and the total right shoulder replacement, that took about 4 seconds, and I woke up, and actually it was 4 hours. So that anesthesia knocked you completely out. This, Vicky says, is called twilight. Officer Rick, listening in from Simple Radio down in South Carolina, said, I had it done. They put me under, never felt anything. Slept through the entire procedure. Okay, good. Thank you. Now Bob's laughing at me. Let's see, Greg, yeah, they've always knocked me out for mine. Tim says, I've had several scope procedures. You're going to love the cocktail. I don't know. Nick says, Medicare is going to be the only way I'm ever going to get forced to do it again. This is my first and my last one. So they better get really good pictures, because this is it. Not going through this process ever again. So anyway, I want you guys to be really nice to Miss Izzy, and make sure that you take down her cell phone number, that you text her for the last hour of the show. I am not going to be here. I will be able to text you the video to the trailer, and I will be able to text you Beef, Cliff Tellini's phone number, if you want to place an order with him. But make sure that you listen in to Izzy and get her phone number so that you can text her during this last third hour. And that phone number, again, I'll give it to you real quick, for Izzy Lyman, is going to be 231-758-8766.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter.